Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Shamanic Heartprints with Shaman Cher Alexander, who empowers seekers of purpose with the tools they need as they gear up for change. Now, your host, Shaman Cher Alexander.
Hello and welcome. This is Cher, and I will be your host for the next hour on the Angel Heart for You radio channel, the Shamanic Heart Prince. I really appreciate your choice to share this time and place with me, and I am glad to be with every single one of you. Today's radio show is all about energy, spiritual energy. Here are some questions to consider. Is there a spiritual force, an energy, and a power? What energies do you experience as spiritually powerful in your life? Are these energies related to the natural world? Is there a relationship between your energy and the energy of the natural world? If you want to ask a question or receive a reading, you can call now on Skype or directly on your phone to 657-380-6-08. Remember to push 1 so I know you want to speak with me. You can also sign in as a listener on Blog Talk Radio and join the chat. You can ask me a question there. I will lead the next drumming circle and intention burning at the Angel Heart for You store this coming Saturday, May 21st at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you have an intention you want us to include in our ceremony, you can email that intention to ahforubenicia@gmail.com. If you want to attend the drumming circle, you can call Angel Heart for You and sign up. The number is 707-745-2024. You can also book a private reading with me by calling Angel Heart at the 707-745-2024. Okay, now I want to bring us together and consciously connect us to our energy bodies. Today I will share a guided meditation to help you connect to your energy blueprint. I want you to breathe in through your nose and into your third eye. Breathe in through your nose and into your third eye. Your third eye is your pineal gland in the middle of your brain. So breathe and just keep breathing in through your nose and into your third eye. Now take that breath down your spine, through your legs, into your feet. Breathe. Breathe the energy through your third eye, down your spine, through your legs, through your feet, and into your earth chakra. It's about 6 or 8 feet below you. Keep breathing. Breathe into your nose, down your spine, through your legs, into your feet, into your earth chakra. Now bring the energy from the earth into your earth chakra and into your body. Bring it up through your feet, through your legs, through your hips and torso, into your neck and into your head. Breathe. Breathe through your nose, into your third eye, and through the top of your head, through your crown chakra, as high as you can imagine. Breathe into your nose, through your third eye, through the top of your head, your chakra, high as you can imagine, to your higher self and all that is. Connect with that energy. Bring that sparkling, white, iridescent energy back down through the crown of your head. Now bring those rainbow colors up from the earth and all the browns, blacks, and the magical colors on the land into your body. Bring the iridescent white and sparkly silver and gold energies down from the universe into your body and fill your body with that energy. Breathe. Now I want you to relax in your chair. Feel yourself grounded. Look in front of you. There's another chair just like the one you're sitting in. And you are sitting in that other chair. You are looking right at you. Now I want you to imagine you are sitting in this chair and right in front of you is you. See yourself breathe. See yourself blink your eyes. Now, I want you to imagine you are moving your right hand up to your heart. And I want you to see the you in that chair across from you is also moving its right hand up to its heart. Now move your left hand up to your heart. So, your right hand and your left hand are touching your heart. And see the other you across from you is also touching its heart with the right hand and left hand. Now extend that energy out in front of you, and see the other you extending the energy out in front of you. Feel your heart connect with the heart of that other energy of you. Feel that connection. Feel the energy move from your heart to your other heart. Breathe. Move your right foot just up and down. And see the right foot on the other you is moving up and down. Move your left foot up and down. See the left foot on the other you is moving up and down. Now move both feet. Feel the energy moving from heart to heart. Look into the eyes of the other you. This is your blueprint. This is your energy pattern. Now I want you in your mind to stand up and walk forward and watch the other you walk towards you. Take another step. See that you walk towards yourself. Take another step and feel your energy body merge with your body. Feel that energy in you. Now move your right hand again and feel you move your body physically and your energy body. Feel the energy from your heart. Feel it going out. Feel the energy from your energy body's heart connected to that heart energy. Move your left hand out and feel your energy body move with your left hand. Feel your energy body in your feet. Feel you as one with your energy blueprint. Feel all that energy you brought in from the earth and down from the cosmos. Feel it all in your energy body and in your physical body. Feel how strong you are. Feel how powerful you are. Feel your energy. Now breathe. Keep breathing. Put your hands down. Relax. Feel yourself sitting in your chair again and bring yourself back. Bring yourself back. Relax. Thank you, Great Spirit. Thank you for guide for being with us. Help us feel our energy body through today's program. Help us identify with it. Help us know it and learn to walk with it. We thank you for this experience. This is Walks with Clouds. Hiya. Thank you for being a part of that meditation. Now I want you to know you can do that meditation or something similar to it anywhere you are and connect with your energy body if you feel you're disconnected from your energy body. You literally have a blueprint that would appear just like you to you, and you can connect with it at any time. I can feel all of you here, and I'm really glad that you are with me today. The energy all around us, the energy we feel now, is powerful and create a difference in our reality. Let me say that again. The energy all around us, the energy we feel now, is powerful and can create a difference in our reality. Each one of us has an energy blueprint. From that blueprint, we do create our reality. I hope today's discussion will help you make the connection to your spiritual energy, your blueprint. Science is questioning what was believed were the foundations of everything. Science is starting to realize the power and understanding held in many teachings across cultures on all continents about spiritual energy. Nikola Tesla said, "If you want to find the secrets of the universe, think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration." Quantum physics demonstrates everything consists of energy. We are, in a person, is made up of a unique energy blueprint. Science says energy is the ability to do work, to get it done. Science says power is the rate at which we get it done. So our power is determined by the amount of energy we consume. The more spiritual energy we draw into our bodies, the more power we have to use in our lives every day. We each have many paths for energy to travel within us. This is the reason the first thing I do when we come together is to focus spiritual energy into our bodies. And it's the first thing you can do every day. And you can do any time during the day that you feel you need more energy. And remember, it's unlimited. There's no such thing as running out of spiritual energy. You can bring it into your body anytime, anywhere. Part of our individual blueprint manifests experience we have accumulated. We have gathered. Remember, our blueprint is what manifests our experiences. Part of this energy is family and ancestral energy. Some people call it DNA energy. It's the patterns that we have adopted by the family and the ancestral background that our physical bodies hold in this lifetime. And frequently, we act out those patterns. We can also be influenced by other people's energy. James Redfield, author of the Celestine Prophecy, shared with us, "We humans have always sought to increase our personal energy in the only manner we have known, by seeking to psychologically steal it from the others, an unconscious competition that underlines all human conflict in the world. We do this. We can hold this energy. Mistake it is our own energy within our energy bodies. When we experience traumas in this life or in past lives, we can hold that energy. Trauma energy causes blocks in our energy blueprint. These blocks can cause illness, emotional or mental. Illnesses or pain can be present in any or all of your different energy bodies. We have patterns in our blueprint for our emotional body, our mental body, and our spiritual body or soul body. All of our energy bodies, especially our physical body, affect our health and our well-being. One of the ways we can become more our true selves is to release the energies that are not ours, energies that influence us. Thinking about, reading, learning, even discussions, patterns, or current patterns in our relationships or problems will not fix or heal an energy blueprint. We live in a free will universe where like attracts like. The problems and traumas you have and you hold in your energy blueprint are not released or removed from your blueprint. You will continue to attract like experiences into your life. Your body, your life, will still resonate to the same vibrations of the problems and the traumas you are living with. You will continue to manifest the very same experience. Can you see, even though you may have mentally problems, you can continue to draw similar situations into your life? To return the blueprint to its state of wellness, the energy of problems or traumas, all the negative influences must be released or removed. For this healing work, if we need help, we can call on shamans or energy healers. This way of healing our energy bodies and our physical bodies and our mental bodies and our soul selves has been part of life for as long as humans have lived on Earth. We each have many paths for energy to travel within us. As I said earlier, the first thing I do when we come together is to focus spiritual energies into our bodies. This energy helps us go beyond thinking about what is causing blockages to releasing blockages. And yes, you can release blockages. Spiritual energy is made up of pure, loving vibration, and it's available to you anytime. When you need support and help, energy healers can create the focus to help with your healing process. That's what I do when I do shamanic work with people. That's what shamanic journeys and bringing back soul pieces and extractions do. All healers connect with your soul self, your higher self, and are guided during the healing work by this part of you. So you are a part of any healing work that's done on you. Energy healing utilizes pure loving energy as the process or the tool to help release blockages and shift you to a state of health, empowerment, and well-being. This kind of healing is not religion-based. James Redfield said, "The basic stuff of the universe at its core, is looking like a kind of pure energy that is formable to human intention and expectation in a way that defies our old model of the universe. As though our expectation itself causes our energy to flow out into the world and affect energy systems. Here's another thought. Deepak Chopra said in The Way of the Wizard, molecules form and dissolve, returning to the primordial soup of atoms. But consciousness survives the death of molecules on which it rides. What was once a bundle of energy in a sunbeam turns into a leaf, only to fall and change again into soil. The change of state crosses many boundaries. A sunbeam is visible, whereas leaves and soil, a sunbeam is invisible, whereas leaves and soil are visible. A leaf is alive and growing, where sunbeams aren't. The colors of light, leaf, and soil are different. But all these transformations exist as constructs of the mind. The actual energy present in the sunbeam experiences no change at all. I want you to think about that as we take our break now. We're going to take a break and let our sponsors tell you all about what they offer. Get your pen and pencil out. Get your paper out. You may want to take notes. See you in a minute.
Join us for the experience of a lifetime. Sacred Connections Sedona Retreats invites you to a powerful 3-day retreat in the beauty of the high desert. People travel from all over the world just to experience the healing vortexes in Sedona, Arizona. Through a series of mindful meditations and spiritual activities amongst the red rocks, let the land call you home to your higher self and source. Surrender. Transform. Sedona. Sacred Connection Sedona Retreat is hosted by Angel Heart for You Radio hosts Tana Newberry and Linda Grindel. Learn more at www.sacredconnectionsedona.com. Experience the magic of Angel Heart for You, nestled in the heart of beautiful downtown Benicia, California. Embrace the aroma of scented candles, essential oils, incense, and aromatherapy products as you wander the aisles of inspirational and metaphysical books and gifts. Enjoy the positive energy vibrating in this historical site where the well-known author Jack London was once a frequent visitor. If you're in need of a smile or a hug, Angel Heart for You is the place to visit. Do you have an intention or a wish to manifest? Experience the magic of our intention tree. Email us at angelheartforyouradiochannel@gmail.com and be included in our sacred intention tree ritual. Just write us your intention and we'll offer it up in fire along with those left in our store. Then offer them again to the beach and water in Benicia. May angels be with you in all your comings and goings. Love, Angel Heart for You.
And welcome back. Did you think about the thoughts of Deepak Chopra? Did you think about that sunbeam? Did you think about that leaf Did you think about the idea that our perception of what they are is created by us? We believe nothing can or will happen unless we see it. Yet, we see it when we create it. Mother Nature is creative, and she leaves crumbs. The hard part for us is to see the crumbs for the clues they are. Sometimes the thing you thought was impossible to change is the thing that will change. Pam Grout, the author of E-Cube, says, Mother Nature provides for every single need. She continues, the way I see it, there are just two things we need to know. The universe has our back, and everything is going to turn out okay. You know, sometimes that's really, really a difficult thing to believe. But I want to share a real special experience I've had with my guides. My lessons learning in this life with my guides have given me amazing experiences. I remember when my guides wanted me to understand more than mentally that we were all energy. I woke one morning, opened my eyes, and all I could see were energy streams. Everywhere I looked, I saw moving colored energy. At first, I thought I was still dreaming. I moved, watching myself as flow colored energy. My next thought was I was having a stroke or I was dying. Then I heard my guide say, you are not dying. You are not ill. We are showing you what your world is made of. What you are seeing is the energy that is your physical reality. Move and look around. You will know what everything is, and you will interact with your reality as if nothing has changed. Within a few minutes, I realized that the moving energy had patterns. These patterns were what I believed the energy represented. The energy of my bed formed the pattern of my bed. The energy of my body formed the pattern of me. My guides worked with me for over an hour to realize that I could respond to the energy I was seeing as if it was solid patterns, solid forms. For 2 weeks, I saw my world, my family, my friends, my car, my employees, my customers, my house, everything as flowing energy. My next lesson was to understand the energy had more space than solid form. We as humans assume our world has a solid form because we want this experience. No matter how large or small, no matter how detailed or simple a thing is, it is more empty space than form. Nikola Tesla supposedly said, the day science begins to study non-physical phenomena, it will make more progress in one decade than all the previous centuries of its existence. Think about that. The day science begins to study non-physical phenomena, that day is here. It will make more progress in one decade than in all the previous centuries of existence. I think science is going to learn a whole lot in the next few years, and we're going to learn more about what it has learned in the past 10 years. Here is a quote from R.C. Henry. It's from his The Mental Universe. A fundamental conclusion of the new physics also acknowledges that the observer creates the reality. As observers, we are personally involved with the creation of our own reality. Physicists are being forced to admit that the universe is a mental construct. Pioneering physicist Sir James Jeans wrote, the stream of knowledge is heading toward a non-mechanical reality. The universe begins to look more like a great thought than like a great machine. Mind no longer appears to be an accidental intruder in the realm of matter. We ought rather hail it is the creator and governor of the realm of matter. These are big changes in the things scientists are saying. Scientific studies show that people and those around them can have a very different experience if they are living from a place of peace within themselves. You manifest what you feel inside. The vibrational frequency of our subatomic level changes the manifestation of physical reality. Atoms change their state. They absorb or emit electronic magnetic frequencies, which are responsible for changing the atom state. Our states of emotion, perception, and feeling result in different electromagnetic frequencies. Remember last week when I told you that the connecting with the earth would transfer electrons into your body? Well, we also send out electrons in the form of emotions and thoughts. All that we feel and think shifts the energy patterns around us. During the 2 weeks I was seeing everything as energy, I watched the energy patterns shift as I moved from one place to another. The presence of another person affected the patterns. I saw how everyone I knew and everyone I came in contact with affected my reality. I saw all those energy patterns that I thought were solid shift and change depending on who was there. I recommend reading James Redfield's book, The Celestine Prophecy. It's been out for quite a few years. Many years ago when I read The Celestine Prophecy, it confirmed what my guides are teaching me, and I knew others were learning this too. The book is a story with information that will open your heart to understanding beyond a mental picture. For me, all energy is spiritual energy. Everything is part of the circle of life. Each one of us is part of that circle, that energy blueprint. Just as we have different paths for energy to travel within us, there are different places each of us connects with the circle of life, the universal blueprint. Together we share the experience we create. We are not passengers on this journey. We are the creative, living designers of our reality. Pam Grout, the author of E-Cube, said, "Choosing to be happy and saying thank you to whatever the circumstance befall you is one of the most radical things you will ever do." For me, this is still a challenge. There are moments when the circumstances are emotionally very difficult. It is those moments I remember the 2 weeks I spent seeing only energy and how it all could change in an instant. Knowing I want something different is the beginning of the change. Making that change is my choice. Doing it is expanding the energy that is everywhere, owning my power, living my life. Here is a final thought from Jay Woodman. Color outside the lines. Live outside the box. Don't let anyone tell you what to do or not. Don't be afraid. Listen to your heart. Heaven is a state of being, of oneness, and hell is a state of being lost. We simply need to live as we best define ourselves. Find our own ways of being who we are in the world. There is no requirement, only freedom of choice. We should not be judged as if we are doing what we think best according to our perceptions at any given time. Let me say that again. We should not be judged if we are doing what we think is best according to our perceptions at any given time. Guilt should be disregarded, moved beyond. What matters is who we choose to be the next moment, given what we might have learned. We continually create ourselves anew. Giving someone is a great way to show love, and you're forgiving yourself too for the hurt you held onto for too long. Take back the energy you have wasted on these things and reclaim your power to be your next best self. Honor the past, but refresh, expand, renew, fulfill. Heaven is within us, always reachable. I love that quote. You know, all these thoughts from all these people are just ways I hope that will open your heart and open your mind to understand that you are energy and everything around you is energy. There's nothing solid. We live in a hologram. We create that hologram. And together we create a bigger hologram. Our world is ours to create the way we want. Live outside the box. Move beyond that place that you no longer want to be in. Make a new choice. You can call in if you want to. We can talk. You can call in to 657-383-0608. I'll be glad to answer any of your questions or do a reading for you. Thank you for listening today. I really would like to hear your thoughts on the subject of spiritual energy. And I would love it if you'd send me an email. You can send me an email at sharealexanderdesigns@gmail.com. I'd love to see you at the drumming circle. Or if you don't live close enough to come to the drumming circle, you can certainly send your intention to the Angel Heart for You radio. To the Angel Heart for You store in Benicia. And we'll burn your intention with the others. And we'll drum your intention into existence. You know, when we do the drumming circle, we also connect with the earth. And we also connect with the cosmos. We pull all that energy into your intention. We ground it in the earth. And we pull in all the universal energy of support that you will need to make your intention a reality. It's a wonderful experience. It's a wonderful experience to realize that you really have energy. Tana, if you're out there, I'd like to talk to you for a minute.
Hi, Cher.
Hi. So what did you think of the show today?
I love the show topic today. I have been following a gal who is really cool. Her name is Christina Rasmussen, and she has come to Angel Heart for You before. She's a Hay House author, and she has a book called, oh my gosh, what is it? I think it's something about starting over after the loss of her husband. And, it's called Second First. And she's researching her new book to begin writing it. And she's been posting all of these wonderful book recommendations and really inspiring quotes about a lot of the same stuff you talked about today. So I've been kind of doing my own research based on the fact that I really resonated with what she was saying. And a lot of the information you presented today, I've been sort of, watching in long, hour or two YouTube presentations, and I kind of dusted off my shelf and grabbed my Holographic Universe book. And I think this quantum mechanics is becoming very, very close to the spiritual ideals that a lot of people have sort of, experienced more on a spiritual level. And it's just quite fascinating how our science is beginning to unravel some of these things. So I loved your topic today.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it. I know that in my lifetime, a lot of times when my guides have brought this information to me and I've talked about it, and it seemed like it was way out there to a lot of people, very airy-fairy and very crazy, and they didn't connect with it. And I love knowing and being aware that science in the last about 15 years has really caught up with some of this stuff. And now they're opening up and explaining it to people and sharing it with people. I just really love it. I know James Redfield, I talked about him today and put some quotes on out there today of the things that he said, but his books were the first time I read anything that sounded like this, that where someone was talking about this, and those books have been out for a long time.
You know, it's really funny that you mentioned that. Yeah, I, you know, was when I was starting my spiritual path, things started happening around me more on a psychic level, and I was, you know, unraveling everything and kind of, you know, trying out like what this was, you know, my experience and how to define it. The very, very first book I bought, and it just kind of jumped off the shelf, was The Celestine Prophecy. And I remember reading it and just being like, wow, you know, and it just opened up so much for me. And after that, for years and years, I don't do it anymore. Maybe I should start doing it again. But what I would do is, if I would go to a used bookstore and I would see a copy, I would buy it and I would have it in my car and I would be ready to give it to the next person that the universe and spirit kind of prompted me to. So I can't tell you how many of those books I've given away. And I would just have this deal with the universe. I'd say, if anybody needs to read that book, have them come to me and say something that I'll recognize as, oh, I have a book for you. And I gave away a ton of those books because I felt like it was so powerful. And it really, really put me on my spiritual path way in the beginning.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it's a very powerful book, and I've given that book and many other books away as well. But I felt it was really important to bring some of the things that he said to this talk today, because they are, his thoughts are powerful. The ideas in his book, like you, they were reconfirming to me what was happening in my life and what I was learning and what I was knowing. And I think we do that sometimes. We share with each other in a way that confirms to us that we're on the right track, that we've really got this, because we're so immersed in the idea of the physicality, the solidness mm-hmm. of our world. We don't realize that we can change it. It's very malleable. We can make it very, very different. Yeah. And one person, just one person, can make a huge difference by changing themselves internally, because that energy changes everything around them. It changes every environment they move into. I saw that where I couldn't see anything but energy. I didn't see anything in solid form. I saw how people going in and out of my life changed the patterns. It really does do that. As much as we try to think everything is kind of locked in and there is no change. There is. And it's very easy to make those changes. We just don't recognize it.
Well, can I throw a question out there for you? Because as I, you know, I'm looking at all of these, you know, I'm not really good at math, and so I didn't really, you know, pursue physics in high school, but I am really, really in love with science, and especially quantum physics and stuff like that. I like to, you know, read or watch things that I don't necessarily understand completely, you know, but I just have it in my space and hear it and try and grasp it. But one of the things I was wondering, you know, for you is, you know, they used an example of what we've been talking about today, the primordial soup and the, you know, things becoming solid when we watch it, observe it, or interact with it on some level. But they use this example of basically somebody playing the game Minecraft, or really any video game, right, where it's like a flat screen and we're watching it. And when we turn left on the video game, then that world that was on the left appears, and the world that was on the right, you know, it goes back into this digital existence and not real on our screen, right? So I was kind of thinking about what does it mean when there's all sorts of different people out there? Are we really like the only one in the universe, and they only become solid when we're looking and interacting with them? You know what I mean? Or is everybody really looking and interacting with different things at once, which is kind of like making the earth appear solid? I don't know if that question makes sense, but I thought maybe you had an opinion about that.
Yes, I do have an answer. I hope it will help you. And first, the answer is yes. The world only becomes solid for you when you are looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
It will shift what it looks like and what it feels like when another person is in that same space with you. It will shift even more when there are several people in that space with you. But you will see a reality that's very different than the other people in that space will see. Even though some of the things may appear the same, you know, you'll walk around a piece of furniture, they'll walk around that piece of furniture, those kinds of things. The reality will be perceived by each one of you differently. And it is just like moving left or right in that video game. When you move, that reality becomes real for you. When you move back, the other reality becomes real for you.
So it's kind of like playing one of those video games where there's more than one people on your team, and almost like if we turn left, we might see them, and they're there, and in their world, they might be almost like seeing a completely different landscape on their video game, but we're also right there in front of them as well. Does that sum it up?
Yes, exactly.
I've never...
And you know, when you're playing a video game, if you're playing with someone else, maybe some monster that's to your left will all of a sudden die because that guy over there to your left is playing the video game for you that you can't see, saw that monster and killed it.
That's so insightful. Oh, my gosh.
So when you're in a space with people, they are seeing and resonating with things you aren't. And you are seeing and resonating with things they aren't. And that's very true. One of the things that scientists has experienced in, maybe in the last 7 or 8 years, is that they can do an experiment with people in the room, even one person in the room. And it will consistently be the same result. If the person leaves a room and there are no people in the room with that experiment, it will come out differently. It will not be the same. It may be the same result without the people, but it will not be the same result with the people. So that shows that even in an experiment where scientists are trying to be very objective and have a result that has no influence, that doesn't happen. When there's a human in the room, we affect what is happening. We change it.
Wow. And then it's amazing to even think about, like, you know, the level of realm where angels dwell or, you know, our spirit guides or star guides or things like that. It makes a lot of sense when you say, somebody could be present with you, but you're not, like, they're not in your reality the same way that they're in their own reality, and they can still protect you from the things that are around you, but maybe you won't necessarily be seeing them on your computer screen. It makes a lot of sense. And
Tana, angels are a completely different phylum than we are. They are a different kind of energy. They exist in a different kind of energy than we do, even though they interact with us. And they can be in our reality, what we call reality. They can be in many places at one time. Like Archangel Michael can be in many places at one time, not just with us. So can all the other angels, because they are a very different energy phylum than we are. And it is amazing how we interact with the world around us, including angels and guides. And I know a lot of people are afraid of death, but we don't really die. We lay down these physical bodies, but we don't really die. And that world out there that is around us, that is all energy and that exists with angels and guides and people who have passed over that we have known for many lifetimes, it's all still there. And when we go into it, it is very different than this physical world. One of these radio shows, I'll talk about the automobile accident I was in where I was given the option to move on and die or to stay here. It was quite an experience. And those kinds of things really show you that this construction we have of our reality is just that. It's just a thought construction. It's just something we built, but it's not real.
So, Cher, how can we build the best reality possible?
Well, I'm just like everybody else. When we're in physical form, we have an ego. And that ego is necessary to be in physical form. But that ego has built a lot of thought patterns that put us in stages of fear, that make us think we have to take from other people to be okay, to make us believe that there's not enough, and to be afraid to step out and be who we are. And the thing that we can all do for ourselves and for each other is to take care of yourself. Be the best that you can be. Bring that energy into your body every single day, up from the earth and down through the cosmos. It's very real. You really have an energy blueprint. Just fill it full of energy. And every day and every moment, know that you can make another choice. So if you do something that is a response that you would choose to be different, then make it different. Make it different right then. Don't think about it and dwell on it and beat yourself up or beat somebody else up. Make the change right then. That's what changes your reality. Literally doing it. Take that energy and use it because it's very real. And take your power. We're all really powerful beings. I don't know if that helps.
It sure
does.
That's
what we can do. That's exactly what we can do. And forgive. Forgive yourself and everybody else. Forgiveness is one of the greatest gifts we have. And a lot of Christians and people who believe in the Bible and Christ and that call it grace. It's the same thing. Give yourself grace. Let things go. Release all that was and take a new step. Walk in somebody else's moccasin. Remember, there is a circle. You are part of that circle. And you can change it. You can make it everything you want it to be. And you can let go of all it isn't. You don't have to hold on to anything. Create a new reality. Don't just step out of the box, knock the walls down, knock the lid off, and don't be in a box anymore. Allow your creative spirit to flow. Trust. Believe in yourself. You're a magnificent, powerful being of light, no matter where you live or who you are. I'll see you next week. And thanks.
Thank you for
stopping by
to another empowering show. Tune in every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Monday and Friday to hear our live show. Learn more about our live shows at www.angelheartforyouradio.com and keep tuning in to the Angel Heart For You radio channel.